Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major milestone in India's defense capabilities was just achieved as the country successfully tested its first Mir-capable Agni intercontinental ballistic missile, placing India in an elite club of nations with operational Mir-ICBM capability. This significant development occurred on 8 May 2026, when India test-fired the missile from APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the Odisha coast, with a notified danger corridor of approximately 3,560 kilometers. What makes this significant is that the missile carried a multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicle, or MIRV, payload, and is suspected to have hypersonic glide vehicle, or HGV, integration. This capability strengthens India's credible minimum deterrence under its No First Use, or NFU, doctrine, and the Strategic Forces Command, or SFC, will operationalize the system. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The test was conducted at APJ Abdul Kalam Island, formerly known as Wheeler Island, in Odisha, with a danger corridor of approximately 3,560 kilometers. The MIRV payload is a multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicle, and India has joined the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China as operational MIRV nations. India's nuclear doctrine is based on no first use and credible minimum deterrence, and the Strategic Forces Command, under the Strategic Nuclear Command, operationalizes strategic assets. Now let us turn to another important development. On 9 May 2026, the Government of India announced the appointment of Lt. Gen. N.S. Rajasubramani, retired, as the next Chief of Defence Staff and Secretary, Department of Military Affairs, and Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan as the next Chief of the Naval Staff, with both assuming office on 31 May 2026. The outgoing Chief of Defence Staff is Gen. Anil Chauhan, who has been in office since 30 September 2022, and the outgoing Chief of the Naval Staff is Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi. The post of Chief of Defence Staff was created in 2019, with the first CDS being Gen. Bipin Rawat, who served from December 2019 to December 2021. It is worth pausing here to note that this development comes amid the push for theatre command restructuring, or integrated theatre commands. The Chief of Defence Staff is a four-star officer and secretary, Department of Military Affairs, but does not command operational troops. The theatre commands are currently under planning, with the Northern, Western, and Maritime commands envisaged. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The post of Chief of Defence Staff has been in existence since 2020, created on 1 January 2020, after approval by the Cabinet Committee on Security in December 2019. The first Chief of Defence Staff was Gen. Bipin Rawat, who served from December 2019 to December 2021, and the second CDS, Gen. Anil Chauhan, has been in office since 30 September 2022. The Chief of Defence Staff is a four-star officer and secretary, Department of Military Affairs, but does not command operational troops. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember the key facts and numbers related to the Chief of Defence Staff and the theatre commands. Note this carefully: the Chief of Defence Staff is a four-star officer, and the post was created in 2019. The first CDS was Gen. Bipin Rawat, and the current CDS is Gen. Anil Chauhan. Now let us turn to the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit, or IFS4, which was jointly announced by India and the African Union Commission to be held in New Delhi from May 28 to 31, 2026. This will be the first such summit since IFS3 in 2015. The theme of the summit is iSpirit India-Africa Strategic Partnership for Innovation, Resilience and Inclusive Transformation. Previous summits were held in Delhi in 2008, Addis Ababa in 2011, and Delhi again in 2015. What makes this significant is that the African Union Commission is a partner organization, and the African Union was admitted to the G20 as a permanent member during India's presidency in 2023. Parallel events will be held, including a business dialogue, track to dialogue, and an India-Africa music and dance festival. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Africa Forum Summit, or IAFS, is the apex forum for India-Africa multilateral engagement. The first IAFS was held in Delhi in 2008, the second in Addis Ababa in 2011, and the third in Delhi in 2015, which was attended by 41 African heads of state and government. IAFS4 will be held in Delhi from May 28 to 31, 2026. The African Union joined the G20 as a permanent member during India's G20 presidency in September 2023, and India-Africa trade is approximately $100 billion. Now let us turn to the External Affairs Minister's recent visit to the Caribbean. Dr. S. Jaishankar concluded his three-nation Caribbean tour on 10 May 2026, covering Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago, reaffirming India's engagement with the Indo-Caribbean diaspora and CARICOM partners. In Jamaica, he engaged in bilateral and diaspora discussions from May 5 to 6, 2026. In Suriname, he attended the 9th India-Suriname Joint Commission meeting in Paramaribo from May 6 to 7, 2026, and a six-point roadmap was agreed upon, covering people-to-people ties, development, defense, project delivery, trade and tourism, and digital and artificial intelligence. In Trinidad and Tobago, he visited Nelson Island with Prime Minister Kamala Pierce-Bicesa from May 8 to 10, 2026, which is the site where Indian indentured labourers, known as Girmitias, first landed in 1845. He also handed over Made in India laptops, an agro-processing facility, and a prosthetics centre. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Caribbean tour covered three countries, Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago, from May 5 to 10, 2026. The 9th India-Suriname Joint Commission meeting was held in Paramaribo, and Nelson Island in Trinidad and Tobago is the site where Girmitias first landed in 1845. The Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, is a 15-member organization with its headquarters in Georgetown, Guyana. Girmitias were Indian indentured laborers transported to British and Dutch colonies between 1834 and 1917. Now let us turn to the commissioning of the ICGS Sachal. On 9 May 2026, the 5th of 8 Adamya-class fast patrol vessels, ICGS Sachal, was commissioned into the Indian Coast Guard at Goa Shipyard Limited. The vessel has a length of 51 meters with over 50% indigenous content and is propelled by 2x3000 kilowatts diesel engines with a top speed of 27 knots. It has an endurance of 1,500 nautical miles and a complement of 5 officers and 34 crew. The vessel will be stationed at Vadinar, Gujarat, under the Coast Guard region, Northwest. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ICGS Sachal is the 5th of 8 Adamya-class fast patrol vessels built by Goa Shipyard Limited, with a length of 51 meters and over 50% indigenous content. It has a top speed of 27 knots and an endurance of 1,500 nautical miles. The vessel will be stationed at Vadinar, Gujarat, under the Coast Guard region, Northwest. The Indian Coast Guard was established in 1978 under the Coast Guard Act, 1978, and functions under the Ministry of Defence. The Coast Guard has 5 regions, Northwest, West, Northeast, East, and Andaman and Nicobar. Now let us turn to a significant development in space exploration. A study published in Nature Astronomy on 4 May 2026 reports the first direct surface composition imaging of a rocky exoplanet, LHS-3844b, informally named Kuakua, by NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. LHS-3844b is approximately 49 to 50 light-years away, about 30% larger than Earth, and has a mass about twice that of our planet. It is steadily locked, with an orbital period of about 0.5 Earth days and a dayside temperature of about 725 degrees Celsius. What makes this significant is that the surface of LHS-3844b is dark and basalt-like, with no detectable atmosphere. The name, Kuakua, means butterfly in an indigenous Costa Rican language. This discovery is a major milestone in the study of exoplanets and their potential for supporting life. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. LHS-3844b, or Kuakua, is a rocky super-Earth, approximately 49 to 50 light-years away, about 30% larger than Earth, and has a mass about twice that of our planet. It is steadily locked, with an orbital period of about 0.5 Earth days and a dayside temperature of about 725 degrees Celsius. The surface is dark and basalt-like, with no detectable atmosphere. The James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, was launched on 25 December 2021 and is positioned at the L2 Lagrange point. Now let us turn to a significant development in the judiciary. On 8 May 2026, a Supreme Court bench proposed creating a permanent women-only second vice president post in the Supreme Court Bar Association, or SCBA, from the 2027-28 election cycle. This move continues the women-only secretary post for the 2026 SCBA elections and builds on the Supreme Court's push for 33% women reservation in bar associations. What makes this significant is that this proposal is part of a broader effort to increase women's representation in the judiciary and the legal profession. The Supreme Court has previously extended this reservation to the Delhi High Court Bar Association and Delhi District Bar Associations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Supreme Court Bar Association, or SCBA, is the oldest bar association of the Supreme Court of India, founded in 1951. The SCBA has a 33% women reservation for office bureau posts and a permanent women-only secretary post. The proposed permanent women-only second vice president post will be introduced from the 2027-28 election cycle. The constitutional basis for this reservation is Articles 14 and 15, 3, of the Constitution, which guarantee equality and special provisions for women. Now let us turn to a significant development in India's postal system. India Post's DigiPIN digital address system has crossed key adoption milestones, with the Department of Posts confirming on 9 May 2026 that DigiPIN is now operational for service integration across all India. DigiPIN is a 10-character alphanumeric geocoded address that resolves to a 4-meter by 4-meter grid square. What makes this significant is that DigiPIN was developed by India Post in collaboration with IIT Hyderabad and the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO. The system was initially rolled out in a 5-state pilot on 27 May 2025 and has now been expanded to cover all of India. A companion platform, Dhruv, or digital hub for reference and unique virtual address, has also been launched. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. DigiPIN is a 10-character alphanumeric geocoded address that resolves to a 4-meter by 4-meter grid square. It was developed by India Post in collaboration with IIT Hyderabad and ISRO, and was initially rolled out in a 5-state pilot on 27 May 2025. The companion platform, Dhruv, is a digital hub for reference and unique virtual address. The PIN code system, introduced on 15 August 1972 by Sriram Bhikaji Velnakar, has a 6-digit structure, with the first digit representing the zone, the first 2 digits representing the subzone, the first 3 digits representing the sorting district, and the last 3 digits representing the post office. Now let us turn to a significant development in air quality monitoring. On 8 May 2026, the Delhi government launched Road Radar, or real-time air pollution detection across roads, a vehicle-mounted mobile air quality sensor network inaugurated by Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa. The system is operated by the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, or DPCC, and targets dispersed or non-point pollution missed by fixed continuous ambient air quality monitoring stations, or CAKs. What makes this significant is that the system complements the measures taken by the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAKM, and will provide real-time data on air pollution levels across Delhi. The vehicle-mounted mobile sensors will travel along Delhi roads for daily surveillance, providing a more accurate picture of air pollution in the city. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Road Radar is a real-time air pollution detection system that uses vehicle-mounted mobile sensors to monitor air quality across Delhi. The system is operated by the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, or DPCC, and targets non-point sources of pollution. The Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAKM, is responsible for managing air quality in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas. The Air Quality Index, or AQI, has 6 categories: good, satisfactory, moderate, poor, very poor, and severe. Now let us turn to a significant development in innovation and technology. IIT Madras Global Research Foundation has announced a $7.5 million Deep Tech Innovation Hub in Menlo Park, California, during the Select USA Investment Summit from May 6 to 9, 2026. This is the first physical center of any IIT on US soil and will focus on deep tech innovation and entrepreneurship. What makes this significant is that the hub will provide a platform for Indian startups to collaborate with US best companies and investors, and will focus on areas such as artificial intelligence, robotics, and clean energy. The hub has already partnered with 5 startups: Atri AI, Zero Watt, Satori XR, Green Environment, and Aplane Company. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IITM Global Menlo Park Hub has a total investment of $7.5 million, with $4.5 million being a greenfield investment by IIT Madras Global Research Foundation. The hub was launched on 24 April 2026 and is the first physical center of any IIT on US soil. The first 5 resident startups are Atri AI, Zero Watt, Satori XR, Green Environment, and Aplane Company. A second hub is planned on the US East Coast. Now let us turn to a significant development in education. A Niti Aayog analysis released on 8 May 2026, using UDC Plus 2024-25 data, shows that Jharkhand has recorded a 0% primary dropout rate, a sharp fall from over 11% in 2020-23 and 6.41% in 2014-15. This is a significant achievement, as it indicates that all children in Jharkhand are now completing their primary education. What makes this significant is that this achievement is part of a broader trend of improvement in education outcomes in Jharkhand. Other states, such as Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Madhya Pradesh, have also reported low or zero dropout rates. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Unified District Information System for Education Plus, or UDC Plus, is a database that tracks individual student data and provides insights into education outcomes. The dropout rate is defined as the percentage of students who leave school without completing a particular stage of education. Jharkhand's primary dropout rate has fallen to 0%, according to UDC Plus 2024-25 data. Other states with low or zero dropout rates include Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Madhya Pradesh. The National Education Policy, or NEP, 2020, has a 5+3+3+4 structure, and the Right to Education Act, 2009, guarantees free and compulsory education to all children between the ages of 6 and 14, as per Article 21 of the Constitution. In conclusion, these developments highlight the significant progress being made in various fields, from defense and space exploration to education and innovation. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to stay up to date with the latest news and developments and to focus on the key facts and numbers that will help you succeed. The geopolitical, environmental, and constitutional implications of these developments will be crucial to understanding the complexities of India's position in the world.